And it just got even brighter and sunnier and happier in our studios over at 2440 Millwood Avenue, because it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And with us from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington, we say good morning to Karen and Marsha, who are hanging out with us for our regular Tuesday segment. Good morning, team. How are we?
Good morning, Kevin. We're great. Thanks for that lovely introduction.
Happy to have you guys with us. Sorry I'm not hanging out with you, but this is good because now you guys get your own microphones.
That's
anyway.
True. We don't have to fight over it. That
exactly.
could be dangerous, actually.
Exactly. Well, it's good to see both of you. I appreciate it. And, you know, we got all kinds of things going on all around us. Let me get a quick update on something, not just for Oak Leaf Village, but in general, in the community, in the assisted living community, in the retirement community, all of that. Take me through. Are most of the communities now at the point where the residents have been vaccinated?
I would say so. I think everybody's gotten at least their first shot. I know a couple of places are waiting on their second. And we at Oak Leaf Village have done two rounds, and we have a third one scheduled in March. So just for people who missed the first one and just got it in February, so they'll be doing their second one in March. And at that point, we're hoping that the powers that be, like DHEC, CDC, the governor, will start letting us have visitations again.
That'd be
wonderful to have people coming in the building. We're encouraging people to talk to the governor and to let him know how much they think it's important that their family members get visited and get to see each other and have contact with families again.
Yeah, it is something that I don't know if people have paid enough attention to, because it's such a vulnerable population. I understand that, ladies. But at the same time, you know, the golden years, what it's all supposed to be, I mean, nobody signed up to be isolated and stuck in a room or anything like that. Nobody signed up for that. And that is why, you know, we just like we're saying, we got to get our kids back in schools. We got to find a way to let people see our seniors and let them enjoy these years. I mean, this is what, you know, you signed up for retirement, and
right.
Not to be locked in a room and not to be isolated from your family and your friends and things like that. So hopefully the vaccine is going to make a massive difference and allow people to socialize and allow people to enjoy their families again, because that's got to be, I mean, I know you've seen the emotional toll that this has taken on people.
Oh, certainly. I mean, that is, assisted living was made for socialization, and that is a perfect segue into what our topic is about today, because we're going to talk about the 7 positive steps of aging, and one of those is socialization. You just got to be around people.
Well, what we want to do is get people to start thinking about getting back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. You know, we've missed so much in 2020. We've missed weddings and club gatherings and bridge games and football games and family reunions. Our kids have missed school. Everyone's lived the last 11 months in a cocoon trying to stay safe and healthy. But now we know that we've got to get out of this. We've got to learn how to return to the normalcy. And that's why today we wanted to talk about getting ready for a post-COVID revival and how we can get ourselves re-engaged. You know, you think back to the days, Karen and Brian, about, you know, when people went through the depression and they went through really bad times, and it went for years, and I'm thinking, okay, we've got this 1 year that we can put behind us, but yet we need to make it a point where we start over again and say, okay, I've been locked down for 11 months now. Now it's time to get back to normalcy. Spring's going to be here soon. We're going to want to get outside, be active again. So we wanted to talk about different parts of being in the aging process. And I wanted to bring up something about ageism, because I was reading about it last night. You know, some people start discriminating when you're 40 years old.
Yeah.
And in some businesses, you can be age discriminated at 50 years old. So Brian, if you ever say anything to Kevin about, you know, his age.
He's
past that.
Just don't forget that Brian's turning 40 in April. So.
Ooh, he's the old person.
He's gonna join us. But what I wanted to start out with is, when we talk about ageism, think in your mind what you think of an old person, someone that's got some age on him.
Right.
Okay, now I want you to think about Sunday night Super Bowl.
Right.
43-year-old quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
His body should be the age of a 70 to 80-year-old man right now, because he has been pummeled, you know, for all these years.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I respect about this guy is that age is never an issue with him. It's all in the mind of positive thinking and how to get better and be better and how to encourage other ones. Karen, tell us about the lady that we had yesterday at Oakley.
We actually got to celebrate a birthday of 101 at Oakley Village yesterday.
Awesome.
It was awesome. And her family, we had a secure space that she could go into, and we kept them separated. Unfortunately,
right.
Still got to do that.
Right.
But we did keep them separated, but they had a cake, and they had huge metallic balloons spelling out 101. And I mean, it was just wonderful. Some family members were looking in the windows and waving to her, and yeah, they had gifts and cake and ice cream, and it just, that's the kind of celebration that really should be had in person.
Brian, maybe you need to also, I'm looking behind my desk, I guess our invitations, Brian, did our invitations for that cake and ice cream, did that fall behind the desk?
Let's just blame it on COVID.
That's right, blame it on COVID, because I didn't get one either.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that is a blessing to hear that, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, you guys, 101 years old, are doing that for your residents and trying to make it as memorable, as special. And you know, that's awesome. She's still able to celebrate and have a joy in her life like that. So God bless her. That's a wonderful story.
Isn't that great for her family as well?
I love it. You bet.
But we got to think about, is it genetics or is it our drive and our mental capabilities of pushing our body to say, I'm going to live to be 100. I'm going to live to be 100, and this is how I'm going to do it. And we wanted to talk about some of these positive points of how to get to that point of growing older and being happier as you're growing older.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm going to use a personal story here. I have a sister who, I know she's going to kill me for this, is 74 years old, and she has always been very healthy. But when she retired at 65, she took up her bridge game with two bridge groups instead of one.
Uh-huh.
She got married at over 63. I think she was 64 when she got married. She took up horseback riding again. And this past year, she and her horse, the horse is 26.
Yikes.
She and her horse joined a group called the Centennium, and the total age of you and your horse has to be over 100, and they participated in a dressage event, which she actually won. And she'd never done dressage until she started riding again at 65. She is an amazing example of how to stay healthy and active and keeping a positive attitude as you age and not letting age be a deterrent of anything.
That's a great story. That's inspirational, is what that is. I mean, people need to hear stories like that because, again, there are some things you can control and some things you cannot control. And obviously, you know, if you know, you just have really bad genetics, there are some things you just can't deal with, you know, and that's fine. But, I mean, there's a lot. It's just waking up is half the battle. No, I mean it. And, you know, if you wake up, there's a lot of people that didn't wake up today.
That's
so
true.
If you wake up, you've been given an opportunity. And if you have an opportunity, what you decide to do with it every day, that has a lot to do with what kind of day you're going to have. What kind of attitude you have really does matter. I think what you're talking about, whether we were talking about a 101-year-old birthday at Oakley Village, or they're talking about your sister, we're talking about Tom Brady, attitude has a lot to do with this.
Absolutely. I don't know about Marcia, but I know when I get out of bed in the morning, everything hurts. And I have a dog that doesn't really care. He's going for his morning walk, and it's 2 miles, and we better get going. So you just kind of have to grin and bear it. And whenever I get home, I feel a lot better. I don't start out happy about it, but I always feel better when I get home. So you're right. Getting out of bed is half the battle.
Well, I also like to look at people in the past, in my time of life, and their motivating quotes, such as Jackie Joyner Kersee, one of the greatest female athletes of the 20th century. One of her quotes was, age is a limitation you put on your mind. And think about it. How many times have we thought, oh, man, I'd love to do that, but I'm just too old to start that. You know, and then you see these 99-year-old people jumping out of airplanes, and you're going, how do they get themselves up there like that?
Yeah, well said. All right, well, hold on, ladies. We'll come back after we get to the Fox Business Report. Going to tackle some of that. Then we'll take a good look at more of what we're talking about with these 7 tips. I want you to stay with us, the positive points of aging.
With Kev.
Back to the bar.
Park Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
And today it's more than just Mornings with Kev and Brian. Today it's Mornings with Kev and Brian and Marsha and Karen from over at Oakley Village. And it is the Positive Points on Aging every Tuesday from 8:30 until 9. This is what we do. We have a good time doing it also, but we are talking about some important things, and that is attitude. And that's a huge, huge part of aging gracefully and aging successfully and just aging.
And just aging in general.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a positive attitude, you might not even get to the point where you're sitting here talking about, extended life and senior living and things like that. So it's important to just have a good positive attitude. So you guys have been talking to me about these 7 tips to staying positive when it comes to aging, and I think there's a lot to what you're telling us about.
Well, we're gonna kind of go through them, Kevin. I think that it's important to hear all of them. The first one that they talk about is staying focused on the positive things of life.
Okay, and to do that, you need to cultivate a positive mindset. And easily said would be just remove yourself from negative Nellies or anything toxic. Just stay away from it.
And this day and age, we all know how hard that is because everybody seems kind of anxious and nervous. So it's easy to be negative these days. Number 2 is keeping your brain alert, active, and flexible.
You know, today on the computer or even in the Dollar Tree, you can find you some brain games, crossword puzzles. Listening to classical music, folks, is so important to your brain. Trust me. If you've never listened to it, start it. Take up a new hobby like talent like painting or music.
I'm going to jump in there. I am a classically trained musician, and a lot of people don't like it, but it does stimulate your brain in ways that rock and roll and other music does not do. So that is a good thing to take up. And number 3 would be keep yourself free from stress as much as possible.
When you start to feel yourself being stressed out, just remember, chronic stress can pull down your immunity and make you more prone to illnesses. It breaks you down, so stay away from stress.
In this day and age with COVID, everybody's so worried about their immune systems, and everybody's taking vitamins and all that sort of stuff. But I think I agree with you, Marsha, that really if you can keep yourself as stress-free, it really does help. Step 4 is being active. 30 minutes of moderate exercise every day to increase your mobility, to increase balance. That's wonderful for everybody, no matter what age you are.
This is a good time for folks, even with your mask and your gloves and your shields on, you can still go to the mall and walk.
Right.
You can. That's a safe place to be. There are people there. But if you can't, sit in your den while you're watching Jeopardy and start lifting large soup cans during commercial times. Just start lifting them and just taking deep breaths and just get your heart pumping.
There's a visual. I'm sorry.
I hear you. It's a good visual.
But you're right. And being active. And, you know, personally, I find being outside is better if you can do that. But not everybody can. So Marsha's right. Go to the mall. Go somewhere where it's safe that you can walk and get some exercise. Number 5 is stay socially connected. Try very hard not to isolate yourself.
You know, you can maintain contact through clubs or going places. Even if you are tired of Zoom classes, that's one way to get in front of people. Some of our best support groups lately have been on Zoom.
Absolutely.
Because people feel comfortable in their homes talking openly. So find out where you can participate in one of those groups.
My sister, as I was raving about her earlier, adding bridge clubs to her life during COVID has been all of them are on the computer. And they all sit down and they have little hors d'oeuvres and play bridge for several hours during the day. Number 6 is eat healthy and energy rather than taste, or just eat healthy for energy rather than for taste or for pleasure.
Try something different. Go to I saw the other day there's a European market opening up in Lexington. Try something different. Go to Mediterranean style food. Try something different that's very healthy for you. Acquire a taste for something different but healthy.
Well, and it's interesting. If you're stuck home now, a lot of people are cooking more than they've ever done before. So pick up a new style of food that you've never cooked before. Instead of heavy French food, try something light and better for you. And number seven is try really hard to stay in touch with your doctor and other health professionals.
Don't miss these appointments, even though sometimes you don't feel like it. You've got to meet with your health professionals. You need to stop unhealthy habits right now, such as smoking. If you're smoking too much or if you're smoking at all, stop it. If you're not feeling up to par mentally, emotionally, you need to seek some psychological help through your physician. And if not, just go visit with your minister and sit down and talk with him and say, you know, I just feel really low nowadays.
One of the things that we're seeing, and Kev, you and I have talked about addiction before and how alcohol and drug abuse has gotten so bad. But I was talking to a preacher about that not long ago, and he said that they have been seeing more people come to their offices just completely emotionally broken down during this time of isolation, and they're afraid for their mental health. And that's one thing that we always have to keep in front of us, is to remember there's a lot of people out there willing to help you.
Well, and yeah, asking is sometimes the hardest part. That's what you kind of taught us with last week's show, was that unfortunately people are ashamed or there's a stigma involved with things like that, and we got to do our best we can to try to erase that stigma. And let people know that if you're hurting, if you're having problems, there's nothing wrong with asking for some help. Again, to use the phrase that I like to use, that's half the battle. You know, once you ask for the help, people will step up and help you. You'd be surprised just how many people want to help.
I think that's the key. People really do want to help you. They just don't know that you need help.
Yeah.
And we wanted to finish the program today with a positive tip for today's program that we've been talking about. We have covered a lot in a quick matter of time, but Karen and I are always available. We can send you notes if you need. But today's positive tip is adopt a positive attitude toward aging. You yourself need to feel of value. You need to be optimistic. And you need to share your wisdom, because we all have it. And some people just, you know, they don't feel like they're important enough that they need to talk about it. But I wanted to say something about what we're going through right now at Oakleaf. And I have to tell you, I tell family members now, if there ever was a time that you are wondering if you should move your loved one to an assisted living, it is now. Because if you got to go through a little bit of quarantine, why not be there when you're surrounded by 100 other people?
Your new best friends. We do have caregivers coming and going, and people who are always engaged with the residents. And that is a huge part of it. You started this out, Kevin, by talking about isolation. And in assisted living, that is what we were designed to do, is to get people around other people safely and healthfully.
I mean, we've got, you know, the activities. We've got room service. You get 3 meals a day. You've got people coming to your apartment. So I'm just saying, is if it's at a time where people are kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to take mother just yet, now is a good time, because we're almost breaking through. We're going to have some great celebrations once we get out of the COVID mode, and we can have a post-COVID party.
Oh, it's going to make it just that much more special once we're able to get through this, and we will. We will. Listen, you guys did a phenomenal job today. I love the positivity and the energy, and thank you for that. If people need to find you over at Oakleaf Village, best way for them to get you?
803-808-3477.
Okay, and online, it's oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Thank
Ladies,
you, Kevin.
Thank you. Good stuff as always. Really, really good stuff. Appreciate Karen, appreciate Marcia, and appreciate you, Brian, very, very much. We've got our friends, the Home Advocates, coming up, Jeremy and Courtney, in just a matter of moments. Have that for you. I'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. In the meantime, stay safe. Enjoy the beautiful day in South Carolina, the nice warm weather. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.